funniest, most piddling little families with only five or six children do with themselves.
They're instant priorities. You know you have to protect them and provide for them.
You've given me a massive headache. Teach
your children well. It doesn't take a village to raise a child. It takes an army.
The hospital made us take it home.
We'll look back on moments like these as the happiest in our lives.
It Takes a Parent with Betsy Hart is brought to you by the Huntington Learning Center of Lake Villa and True North Mortgage Corporation of Arlington Heights. You can meet Betsy's sponsors at betsysblog.com.
It seems like such a wonderful concept when you encounter it for the first time as a parent, writes David Camp in Don't Point That Menu at My Child, Please, in the New York Times. You go to a restaurant as a family are seated and given menus, and the waitress cheerfully turns to your children and exclaims, and these are just for you, their own special menus. But are they a good thing? We'll be talking about that. But in the meantime, you need to know that you are encountering It Takes a Parent with Betsy Hart on WYLL AM 1160. This is a special Father's Day edition of the show, and guys, listen in. You will like what you hear. You know, other shows talk about what's going on the world on It Takes a Parent. We like to talk about what's going on in your world, your home, and your family and ours. This is one mom who reluctantly admits, I let my kids eat those chicken fingers on the kids' menu, and I hate it. More on that in a minute, but I'm here with producer and friend Lynn Carlson, who doesn't let her kids eat crummy chicken fingers. Yeah. And we have nine kids under the age of 14 between us. We like to point out that we drive the population control folks nuts, and we think that's a fine thing. We also like to say that our show, It Takes a Parent, is for families whose ultimate goal for their kids is heaven, not Harvard. But since our guest today is actually a professor at Harvard, I should point out that one of the reasons I say that is because none of my four kids shows any signs of being on their way to Harvard, and it's just that I'm okay with that, and frankly, Harvard probably is too. Well, we're going to be talking to Professor Harvey Mansfield at Harvard, who has written a really provocative and, I think, terrific book called Manliness, in which he argues that men have these unique and valuable attributes, but our society no longer encourages men to bring those attributes to the family or the culture. I myself tend to think that we live in an overly feminized culture that sort of could have man bad, woman good as its motto. And I think our culture and our families suffer. So stay tuned for when we talk to Dr. Mansfield in the lead up to Father's Day about the fact that manliness may not be valued, but it's still very cool. But first, I want to go back to kids' menus in restaurants. Families will likely be eating out a lot as we're into the summer now and traveling. And I love Camp's points. He writes, no matter what the menu offers, those chicken fingers with French fries, and typically as you go down the list, macaroni and cheese. And he says early in his tenure as a parent, he thought the menus were great, a quantum leap forward in the human condition. We didn't have them when he was a child. But now he's having second thoughts. And one of the things he says that's so true is that it's not just about health concerns and all this and that. It's about being rankled, he says, by the palate-deadening potential of these obnoxious little menus that really weren't around when we were kids. I mean, they're always kid-sized cheeseburgers, Lynn, and hot fudge sundaes. But now you walk into any restaurant and you've got this garbage. And I fully admit that, you know, when it's $3.99 all-inclusive, I kind of take advantage of that. And I know that you really don't.
Well, yeah. It's, you know, when you walk into a sushi restaurant and your kid orders chicken fingers with fries, I just feel like, oh my gosh, they have this opportunity possibly to you know, increase their, the foods that they'll eat. But of course, if they throw them one of those kids' menus, they're gonna
want the crayons and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, Lynn, you are so good at this. When we go to your house, you know, you always have salads and cut up fruit, and I always come back with ideas about how to eat more healthfully. And my kids always say, "Oh, Mom, you know, Mrs. Carlson has gotten to you again." And I had to tell our listeners that you know, my children adore Mrs. Carlson, but they also adore their Aunt Beverly. And Aunt Beverly tends to do things like when my kids are coming over for lunch, she will go out and buy, you know, she'll have a yellow lunch, Cheetos, macaroni and cheese, and orange sodas, you know, and they don't eat like this all the time at their house, but this is just something she does specially for my kids. So they just think that's the greatest thing in the world. And they fantasize that if they lived with Aunt Beverly, they would get this all the time. So my kids actually have many times suggested a wife swap episode, if you all have seen that show, the wives don't live in different houses. And they think it would be great if Mrs. Carlson had to go live in Aunt Beverly's house and serve orange sodas and Cheetos, and Aunt Beverly had to go live in Mrs. Carlson's house. And how would that all work out? Because you really do have this mindset of making that extra effort and getting your kids to expand their palates a little bit. And I got to tell you, Lynn, I don't know how to get there. And I go into these, and I'm sucked in by the children's menu.
Well, it's difficult. Kids seem to be really programmed to want only a few things. It's, I mean, I'm seeing this not just with my kids, but with lots of neighborhood kids. It's very difficult to get them to eat even a potato salad that has maybe three or four things in it in different colors. It seems like kids really want to eat one thing at a time. So I have sort of tried to play into that a bit and maybe made bowls. Like I'll have a bowl of nuts or a bowl of oranges or a bowl of something. And I try not to mix things together because I found it's difficult.
Oh, but that's interesting. I hadn't thought of that.
It is really
I mean, I know
hard.
You do the separate bowls, but I didn't understand that was why. Okay. Because of you, I do have a bowl of mixed nuts out and I will put grapes. And, you know, my kids, they don't get sodas and they will go grab a piece of fruit. But nonetheless, I'm definitely not up to your standards. And I wish I were because your kids have a much wider palate of what they will eat than my kids do.
Yeah, it's a struggle because even I have exposed my kids to a lot of food. Yeah, I would not say that their palates are all that expansive, actually.
Well, they're a heck of a lot broader than mine. I mean, mine consist of buttered noodles, noodles with cheese. And Cheetos. And if they were left to their own devices, I mean, I do make them eat salmon and I make them eat salad and all that kind of stuff. I'm just saying your kids, based on their own choices from what I've seen, will do a lot better than mine. And part of that is because you've been good about putting different things in front of them. And I think that's great. And I think when I saw, you know, this article about these ridiculous kids menus, I thought of you. And I just thought, you know what? It doesn't have to be that way.
I will grab the menu. When it comes to the table, I'll grab it and I'll check it out pretty quickly. I'll ask them if they make the chicken fingers. And if there's six, say, for example, there's six choices on there, I'll pick two probably that I think are reasonable. Maybe it's red sauce and noodles. I mean, how, you know, with meatballs, who can get into too much trouble with that?
Yeah.
And I won't let my kids choose whatever they want. They'll probably get a choice of two things if they want to choose from there. I will try to encourage them, even though it costs more money, to order something different and more appropriate to the restaurant that we're in.
So you will get them to go to the adult menu and really expand a little bit. You know,
Always work.
Well, you do a better job at it than I do. You know, one of the things this article was saying, which was so interesting, was that more and more some major hotel chains are really getting that. And they are, for instance, or restaurants that Marriott Corporation runs, they are offering more choices. They are more kind of whole foods, more wholesome foods that still might be kid-friendly, but might get them to expand their palate a little bit, to do something a little more interesting, and not just make it these ridiculous kids' meals that really don't do our kids a whole lot of good. So
no.
I'm going to be thinking about that this summer when we're out eating. I'm going to be thinking of you, Lynn, and saying, what would Mrs. Carlson do?
What would the food Nazi do? What my kids refer to me as the food Nazi.
I was not going to use that expression, but I will. I'll try to be a little more thoughtful when I'm dining out with the kids this summer. But right now it is Father's Day, or Father's Day is just a few days away. And I worry that fathers and men are really no longer valued in our culture. You know, it used to be considered worthwhile. It seems to be considered a worthwhile man today. You have to moat, and you have to share your feelings, and you have to change a lot of diapers. And, you know, if I hear of one more woman ending a marriage because her husband couldn't emotionally connect with her, I'm going to gag. Of course he couldn't. He's a guy, and that's okay. It's all right. Well, Harvey Mansfield is a professor of government at Harvard, and what a place to come out against the man, bad, woman, good view of the world that prevails today and argue that men have something unique and positive to offer our culture and families if we just let them. But that's what he's done in his provocative book, Manliness. Dr. Mansfield, in honor of Father's Day, welcome to It Takes a Parent.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Well, so glad to have you on the show. And, you know, we'll just get right into the meat of this because I find this to be a very provocative topic, but yet something that just rings so true with me, and that we devalue manliness today. Tell me some of the ways that you chronicle in your book and that you found that we really as a culture don't value masculinity.
Well, that's certainly true. Or we try not to value it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we value it without wanting to. But I think masculinity or manliness, I define as confidence in the face of risk. And so we try to shield our children from such situations. I've just been looking at a new book out called The Dangerous Book for Boys.
Oh, I've heard about that. Fabulous, yeah.
Yeah, it looks quite good. And it's a book which tries to introduce danger to boys and so it appeals to their love of danger, or at least their attraction to it.
Mm-hmm.
This is, I think, one great point in which boys differ from girls for the most part, and also men from women. Women have a lot of confidence, but they don't usually seek out risk or situations of risk or danger in which to show it. So I think that leaves them short of manliness.
Mm-hmm.
In our society today, we are trying to erase the difference between the sexes. We're making what I call a gender-neutral society.
You know, I agree. It does seem to me when you think in terms of marriages or raising children, it's almost like what we want dad to be is a second mother. And we want him to change a lot of diapers and be nurturing instead of understanding that what a lot of dads, what dads really bring to the family typically is a desire to protect it. And men who don't have families to protect don't do very well in society. They kind of need to channel that aggressive energy towards the right and wholesome thing. They tend to be risk takers. They tend to be a little more aggressive and competitive. And in the right context, that's a great thing. I've seen one study, for instance, where dads on a playground will let their child wander 50 feet away from them before intervening. Moms, it's more like about 10 or 12 feet. That's why there is a difference, and it can be great for a kid.
Oh, you're absolutely right. How true that is. I think a manly man really does want to be protective of someone else, not just to pursue his own advantage,
mm-hmm.
but to raise a family and to provide for it. So I think that's what makes a father a father, a man into a father. It's you know, being a father is something I think most men don't think much about before they get married,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to women. I think they do think about being a mother. It's one of the reasons for getting married.
Yeah, you don't really have a lot of guys playing dad when they're little boys.
That's right.
Or thinking about their wedding.
You don't.
Yeah.
I'm
thinking about the three-tiered wedding
myself.
Cake. Yeah, on their wedding
or
day.
Or the thriller dance
that they're going to do. Yeah,
you know,
it's a wonderful thing that comes to you, to a father, and you don't realize just how wonderful it will be until there it is.
You know, Harvey, when you mentioned that our society is kind of trying to erase the differences between the sexes, I immediately thought of our schools. You know, we're trying to take these little boys, we're trying to make them good boys, we're trying to make them nice boys, we're trying to get them to sit down. And in fact, boys are different than girls, and we ought not try to make them like girls so that it's easier to maybe teach them in our current system. Maybe we should change the system a little bit to let boys be boys.
But you know what that is, Lynn, and I'm sure Dr. Mansfield will you call him Harvey Lynn. It's Dr. Mansfield. Come on. We show a little respect here. But I'm sure.
Harvey is fine. That's
Yeah. No, my mother would turn over in her ashes if I refer to a Harvard College professor by his first name. Good grief. But
you already talked about the difference between Harvard and heaven.
Yeah, true.
Which I like very much.
You're going to both. Don't worry, Harvey.
We do have this thing where we are trying to turn these little boys, you know, into little girls, and I just think that's a tragedy. And of course, guess what? Most of those teachers in those schools are women, and I think that's why that's happening.
That's right.
Dr. Mansfield, we need to take a quick break. We want to talk to you on the other side about how did we get to this spot in American culture, and what do we do to get manliness back? So please stay with us. Friends, you're listening to It Takes a Parent, WYLL, AM 1160. Stay with us. We're coming right back with Dr. Mansfield from Harvard on manliness. Happy Father's Day.
When your child says,
"Why do I need to learn this?"
The truth is,
"I don't understand it."
When your child says,
"I don't like school."
The truth is,
"Everybody reads better than I do."
When your child says,
"Who cares about college?"
The truth is,
"I have bad grades."
Recognize the signs. Call Huntington Learning Center at 1-800-CAN-LEARN to help your child do better in school. The truth is, Huntington can help. Your child can learn. Call now, 1-800-CAN-LEARN.
Huntington Learning Center is now open in Lake Villa. Right now, get a $200 evaluation for your child for only $75. Find out if your child is on track or needs a little bit of help. The $75 evaluation is only valid at the Huntington Learning Center of Lake Villa. Call Karen at 847-395-6741 to make your appointment today. 847-395-6741. Huntington Learning Center of Lake Villa on the southwest corner of Deep Lake Road and Grass Lake Road in the Tower Lakes Crossing Strip Mall. 847-395-6741. Equal Housing Lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee. True North Mortgage, providing direction in residential financing.
From the beginning of my application inquiry through and beyond the closing, True North Mortgage was there with me, answering all my questions and concerns.
True North Mortgage, 30 years experience providing direction in residential financing.
They analyzed my particular life situation and provided me with a lending choice that made the most sense for me, giving me peace of mind well after the closing.
You don't want to regret your mortgage decision. It's a long-term commitment. True North Mortgage will give you direction and they'll help you save time and money by shopping for the most competitive rate for your lending needs. True North has access to 250 different national lenders, and for a limited time, True North will provide YLL listeners with free appraisals. At closing, up to a $250 credit will be given to cover the appraisal fee. Call Gene or Leslie at 847-621-3800. That's 847-621-3800.
Welcome back to It Takes a Parent with Betsy Hart. This week, in anticipation of Father's Day, producer Lynn and I are talking with Dr. Harvey Mansfield from Harvard, who has a fabulous book called Manliness, in which he really actually argues that, guess what? It's a good thing to be a man. It's nothing to be embarrassed about. Dr. Mansfield, Lynn and I were talking during the break about a conversation I had with her husband a couple of years ago, and I thought this was actually very brave, Lynn, of Eric to have this conversation in front of you. But in any event, he was saying that, you know, I go out with my guy friends and we have this conversation and none of us get what happened. We all see our dads of 30, 40 years ago, didn't really do much around the house, weren't that engaged with the kids. They came home, their wives made them a martini, and everybody seemed, you know, fairly happy. I mean, you know, maybe the women would have liked them to have done a little bit more, but more or less it was fairly copacetic. And he said, you know, Betsy, I don't get this. I'm helping out five times as much as my dad ever did. All of us guys are. And we're getting beaten up by our wives because we're not doing 10 times as much. So I see that as part of this path that we're on where we're sort of expecting guys to be second wives and not letting them kind of do what they do best. And I'm not sure how we got here and how we get back. What do you think, Dr. Mansfield?
I very much agree with that. I do think that men are supposed to be second wives today. That's a good way to put it. And very strange it is, too. A father is important because he's there.
Yeah.
That's his main function, is to be there. And that means, that I guess, implies a little bit of authority to back up the mother to be sort of the last resort in case something somebody needs to be told or punished or whatever. But still, the main function of a father is to be there and to have brought something home and to ask what's going on. I don't think that that a father needs to do a lot of the other work.
You're gonna get in trouble for that statement. I mean, that's very controversial. If he's not helping out 50% of the time, we get upset.
Right.
We don't want to give him credit for all the work he's doing from 9 to 5. We want to erase that when he walks in the door and say, "You're starting over fresh, pal."
Right.
And I don't think that's fair. How did we get to this spot today? And I'm not saying, friends, dads should be involved with the family. I think it's great. But I think we have a wrong view, or a little bit tainted view, or a little bit unwholesome view of what that means. Dr. Mansfield, how did we get here, and how do we begin to get back?
Well, a lot of reasons how we got here. Technology that makes us strength, and therefore the greater strength of men, less necessary.
Interesting.
And also professionalism, the idea of jobs being defined not by your sex, but by your qualifications and what you can learn at a school, university, not even other places besides Harvard, and lots of them. But I think one of the big reasons in our thinking is the influence of feminism, I think.
Mm-hmm.
feminism has made a big point.
Oh, absolutely.
Similarities, emphasizing the similarities of, mm-hmm. of men and women, and really denying that there are any differences of sex. And so they separate the idea of the way you should live,
mm-hmm.
or the role you should play, from your sex. And this tends to abolish the difference between gentleman and lady, father and mother. Both father and mother are mm-hmm. parents, and you hear the verb parenting, as if the father and the mother did parenting in the same way, which mm-hmm. they don't.
Right,
and that's okay.
Yeah, and I loved your point, Dr. Mansfield, when you said that it's important for a father to just be there. I can tell you that my husband is invaluable in the lives of my children, absolutely invaluable. And most of the time, it is just the fact that he's there. He's a large, sweet, you know, Swedish man. We're talking 6'4". So frankly, when he's in a room, you just know it. And I mean, and my children are so connected to him, and not because of the words he speaks, because you know what? He's a man. He doesn't like to say speak a lot of words. In fact, something comes to mind. When our kids were younger, we'd say, "Now go upstairs, put on your pajamas, brush your teeth, go to the bathroom, and go to bed." So then we changed that to jammies, potty, teeth. Because, you see, he doesn't like to say a lot of words. And now in our family, we have reduced that to JPT. That's what we say to our children. So, right, men and women are so very different. And my two boys are so aligned with him. And my three girls, I believe, will probably in some fashion choose a mate because of the way they relate to him.
And what you've said, Lynn, is many times how he helps you the most is to be the backup of pay attention to your mother, do what she says. If you don't, I'm going to have to come home and deal with you. And that's really
valuable.
Huge.
It's
huge. I want Eric to come to my house and do that with my kids.
Oh, it really is.
You know, as Dr. Mansfield, my listeners know, I'm single. And I'd love to have Eric sitting in the corner, or maybe just a big blow-up doll with a recording that says, do what your mother says. Do what your mother says. Don't talk back to your mother. And I think we forget that's a really valuable role that men play, is backing up the mother physically as well as emotionally and being a partner, but it's different.
Oh, it's so important. I mean, man, you know, I have a 13-year-old boy, and you know 13-year-old boys, they're starting, you know, they're separating from their mother, and frankly, they can just be extremely rude, and that's, you know, kind of developmentally what happens with a 13-year-old. When my 13-year-old is rude to me, my husband is right there saying, how dare you speak to your mother in that way? I think that's a very important part of forming his character.
I want him to come over to my house and say that when my 13-year-old or my 11-year-old or my 8-year-old or my 5-year-old are being rude to me. And I think that's a great thing that dads provide to moms. And Dr. Mansfield, we have run out of time, but you will notice that the last time Lynn referred to you, she did call you by your proper title. So I'm was pleased to note that.
I'm a quick learner.
You absolutely are. Dr. Mansfield, it's been delightful to have you on today.
Oh, it's been my pleasure.
Your book is Manliness. I encourage you to get it. We're going to put a link up to that on my blog, betsysblog.com. We would love to have you come back and join us another time for another conversation. Thanks so much for being here today. And, you know, friends, as I say goodbye to you this week and encourage you to have a great Father's Day, please just say thanks to the man in your life. You don't need to ask your husbands to be your gal pal. Go get a gal pal. Just say thanks for being dad. Thanks for being a husband. Don't look at what he doesn't offer. No dad is perfect. No mom is. Look at what he does offer. And this Father's Day, be grateful. Well, I'm going to be posting some links to the things Dr. Mansfield was talking about, including his book, on betsysblog.com. I want to thank Dr. Mansfield for joining us today and our wonderful sponsors, the Huntington Learning Center of Lake Villa and True North Mortgage Corporation of Arlington Heights. You can find out more about them on my blog, betsysblog.com, where you can always get a podcast of the show. Next week on It Takes a Parent, we have a great program. We're going to be talking about summer movies. And is Hollywood actually getting a little more on board with us family-friendly types? In the meantime, friends, remember the words of Paul to the Philippians. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there's any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Thanks so much for joining us today. We look forward to seeing you next week. Have a great one.